Okay, Gavach Shavuot Tov, Gavach Nerev Yontif, our learning should be in Tzchus, Lili Nishmas, my grandfather's yard site, Moshe Chai Ben Yedidi, which is coming up on Sukkot Chol Moed, Lili Nishmas Baruch Tzvi Ben Reuven Nelson, Daniel Asar, Bas Eliezer, Yisrael Alevi, and for Sukkot Chavur Shlem, for Ben Yaman Simcha Ben Adin Mino, Dabin Hanach Mordech Rebbe Fere Simcha, Dabin and Tzpar Lehem Chaymash, Besor Shechai Yisrael. 10 ideas, 10 short Sukkot ideas for Sukkot Tav Shin Pei. The first 5 are going to come for a little more remuzim, a little more hints. We're going to talk about the sukkah and the dal aminim, and then we'll talk to 5 divrei Torah that are a little more less remuzim, more of a beautiful ideas from Ma'amar Chazal. The first 5 ideas, the first idea comes from the Tzitzi Tzadik, otherwise known as the Rebbe of Pilz. And he says that really the word sukkah, samech vav chav hey, stands for 4 words, which you just said over the past month, and a lot we said on Yom Kippur. Vayomer Hashem, salachti kidvarecha. You take the Rosh Hashanah, the first letters of those words, scramble it around a little bit, you see the pnimius of those words. It spells out the word sukkah. Because we know at the end of the day, when we come into the sukkah, the Zohar tells us, it's the tzelo denamnusa. You're coming into the sukkah of the Rabbonu Shom, the tzel v'amunad, one with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And you can only be one with the Rabbonu Shom if you have a clean slate. Says the Tzivtzei Tzadik, that's exactly what sukkah, the sukkah is. It's we're moving from Yom Kippur to a Sukkot. Yom Hashem Salachti Kivarecha. We're moving, starting fresh, a new marriage, a new connection to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We'll actually talk about that at the end as well. Beautiful remez from the Tzitzit Tzadik Sukkot Rosh Hashanah. Yom Hashem Salachti Kivarecha. The second idea comes to us from the Rebbe of Zusha, also brought down in the name of the Baal Turim. So you can say it in the name of both. By the Lulav. What does Lulav stand for? So Lulav, we're going to say this a lot over Yontif. You say, "V'tarli bein alav to chabiyemes, Kadosh Baruch Hu. You should purify my heart that I should serve you sincerely and with genuine and with passion and with energy." Says the Baal Turim, the Rebbe of Zusha. If you take the first 4 letters of those words, "V'tarli bein alav to chabiyemes," you spell out the word lulav. It's another hint to one of the dal aminim. "V'tarli bein alav to chabiyemes," the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I just want to serve you with all my heart, sincerely, not in a wishy-washy way, but in a real way, and in a strong way, and in a sincere way. The third idea, now let's get to the Esrog. What does the Esrog stand for? So it's brought down in a sefer called Or HaMeir and Sukkos, and also Degamach and Ephraim Parshas Achrimos. Esrog stands for 4 words we say in Tehillim, Al Tivoni Regal Gaiva. The Esrog stands for these 4 words, Al Tivoni Regal Gaiva, which means Hashem, I shouldn't be brought to the heel of arrogance. That's why he says the Degamach and Ephraim, the Or HaMeir, that the Esrog Midah is the Midah of Anova. The Esrog Midah is Midah of Anova. We know at the end of the day that there are all four different types of Jews. But our job is to bring all those Jews together. The Lulav, the Esrog, the Adas, and the Rabbis, they have to be together. But go to Achaz, Chazal say, when you shake the Lulav, it's got to be together. But the Esrog shows it's got to be done with Anova. It's got to be done without Gaiva. And at the end of the day, you want to have real achdus, real connection with the tzibur. It starts with the midah of anova, and that's exactly what Esrog stands for. Al tibioni regal gaiva. That Kadosh Baruch Hu, I should come nowhere near any arrogance. This is just 4b. They say a ma'isa from over here, a ma'isa from Rabbi Chizka of Kushmir. That actually no 3b. Sorry, a little off 3b. The ma'isa of Rabbi Chizka of Kushmir that someone once came to him. And one of his children told him, "And I have a nicer esrog than you, Reb. I have a nicer esrog than you." What happened was that they told the Rebbe that this guy is a better, nicer esrog than the Rebbe does. And the Rebbe Chizkel Kushmir, the son of the Divrei Chaim, the Sanz Rav, says, "Yeah, the esrog's puzzle." What happens? They run back to see the esrog. What happened was they saw the esrog. They saw the esrog was a little the pitam just fell off. And they asked the Rebbe how he knew. It says the following words, Esrog hu pri onav. The Esrog is the fruit of humility. Came in Sharisi, Shahala, Higila, Gaels, Ayde Esrog. Because this guy had a little gaiva. He was talking about his friends. He's talking about his friend, how beautiful his Esrog is. Mize Yedati Bevada, Shasrog, Eno Kashakla. Had to be someone talking about the Esrog, talking about how beautiful the Esrog was. There's an Indian of Eitz Prihadar. You don't have to go showing it off to everyone. Eitz Prihadar means keep it within yourself. Keep it, the beauty within inside. You don't have to go show off. And that's Rav Chizkel of Kushmir said, "I knew." Number four, we talk about the Hadassim. So it's brought down, and I saw a very nice thing. It says from Meir Pramishlan, He said there's a story from the Chassid of Avram Ish Mitaveria. He says that the nicest hadassim in all of Eretz Yisrael were found where? The nicest hadassim were found in Tzfas. In Tzfas, Yir HaKodesh, in Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Shem, I have the privilege to be in Eretz Yisrael right now. Says the Tzfat, says Rav Aaron Prabhupada, how do we know from Rav Avram, the Chassid of Avram Ish Mitaveria, that out of all the Eretz Yisrael, the hadassim, shall be zochah to get hadassim from Tveria. But he says, how do I know the hadassim are the nicest in Tzfas? It's a pasuk in the Torah. Va'anaf eitz avos. Right? Va'anaf eitz avos, talking about the hadassim. If you take the sofi tevos of va'anaf eitz avos, you get the word tzfat, right? Pei, tzadi, tov. Scramble the letters, you get tzfas. Says that at the end of the day, it's not just a sound thing that the chazar of Avram Isha Tveria was saying this. It's hidden, built into the Torah. You want to get beautiful hadassim, you'll see them, you'll get them in Tzfat. Hadassim, we could talk for another time exactly why there's three. The Svarim say that it goes at the represent Avram Yitzhak Yaakov, for short quoted the Svasemis, that the hadassim is also to connect the eyes. Hadassim connect their two eyes and the Rabbeinu Shem's eyes. Beautiful idea. Finally, let's get to the Arava. The Sefer and Mikra Kodesh, which I believe is the Belzer Rebbe, but it could be that it's not the Belzer Rebbe. And he writes a beautiful, beautiful thing. He says about the Arava. We know that we talked about the four different types of Jews. And that the Dal and Minim represents the different types of Jews. The Priya Tzadar, right, that's Tam, that has Reach, the Besizdar, Menjush, Ma Arava, Zu Ein Batam, and the We have Jews that are they're like Arava's Jews. They have no Torah, and they have no Mitten, Ma'as, and Tovim, but they're still Jews. Says the Belzer Rebbe that Arava is Gematria 277, which is Gematria Zera. So I thought maybe we could say, based on the Belzer Rebbe, why is Gematria Arava Zera? Arava Zera, because even though maybe someone doesn't feel like they have Torah and they're Ma'as and Tovim, we still have a connection to the Baruch Shem. We still have a connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like we said in the past few weeks, the thing that Rabbi Meir likes to say, the Gemara in Kiddushin Lamed Vav, Machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, who, when do we consider Kadosh Baruch Hu's children? And says the Gemara there, Rabbi Yehuda says, only when we consider to do Hashem's will. When we don't do Hashem's will, we're considered like a Vadim. Rabbi Meir says, Bekach lekach nikor banim, and the Rashi writes in the Tshuva 190, that at the end of the day, we pass in like, usually in a Malach Lachotz, Rabbi Yehuda Mimeir, passing like Rabbi Yehuda. But here we passing like Rabbi Mimeir. And the Kubin Rabbi says it's a mitzvah of farsim the Shrashba. Because at the end of the day, even if you're an Arava Jew, which means you don't have Tam, and you don't have Reach, and you don't have Torah, and you have Nisim, you're still Zera, you still have a connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what Sukkah, that's what the Arava represents. The Arava represents that we have always had that direct connection to us and to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we finish off those five ideas. Sukkah, Lulav, Esrog, Hadassim, and now Rava, now let's move on to the last five ideas. The last five ideas that comes from Rav Biederman on Tavshin Pei, the Bnei Yisachar. The Bnei Yisachar writes, on the words, V'samachta b'chagecha v'ayisach samech, and you shall be joyous on the holiday, and you shall be joyous in your joy. V'ayisach samech. Chazal tell us that ach is a lashon mir, and ach is a lashon of bringing things a little smaller, or bringing you down a little bit. Says the Bnei Yisachar, we know that at the end of the day it's Ma'atzim Chaseinu, and sometimes it's very, very hard. The Vilna Gaon even tells us that it's the hardest mitzvah in the Torah. It's Ma'atzim Chaseinu. It's the hardest mitzvah in the Torah to be besimcha for 7 full days. But says Bnei Yisachar, don't think that if you can't be 100% besimcha, that I'm going to throw it all away. No. Even a little bit is important. Even v'hayisa ach sameach. Even ach v'hayisa ach. Even the lashon miyad sameach. Even that's good too. Even 20%, 30%, 10%, 1%. V'hayisa ach sameach. It's also very good. Don't think if you don't have it all, you throw it out away. No, 10% simcha is also good. We're going to see that in the pasuk. V'hayisa ach. Ach is lashon miyad. And the Korah says we have to be very careful with this mitzvah. Oh, but let's say seventh idea. The Barbanel says, you want to know maybe how to be strong with your simcha? The Barbanel says, look at the pasuk again. The samachta b'chagecha v'hayisa ach sameach. Says the Barbanel, if a Jew makes sure to be very, very careful with his simcha on Sukkot, the samachta b'chagecha, then v'hayisa ach sameach, then throughout the whole year he'll have simcha through because he was so careful to make sure that he didn't yell at his kid, and he didn't yell at his wife. He made sure at the end of the day he tried to be besimcha as much as he could. Then v'ayisa ach samech. Like we like to say, Erev Yontif, in past years, the story of Rav Avadya Yosef likes to say that from Yevchel Michal Zlachev, one of the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, he was very, very poor. What happened was is that he had a beautiful, beautiful pair of tefillin from one of his ancestors, and finally, he got He wanted to get a beautiful, beautiful esrog, and he sold the tefillin. And he came home with the most gorgeous esrog in the entire world. And his Rebbetzin saw that her husband got this esrog. He said, how'd you get that esrog? She said, I sold a pair of tefillin. And she took the box and put it down on the table, gave it with a little nudge. What happened was, the pit of mamash fell off. So the story goes, V'chol Mechazlat just saw this. And he turns to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he closes his eyes, and he says, Ribbono Shel Olam, the same Ribbono Shel Olam who wants me to have Eitz Pri Hadar, wants me to not to be upset at my wife. Ribbono Shel Olam, please make sure that I'm to be very, very simcha with my wife. And Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you wanted this to happen, okay, good, I'll just go get another esrog. What happened was, in a dream, the owner of that pair of tefillin came to him on the sukkah, the first night of sukkah, and said, because you didn't get upset at your wife, you're going to have tremendous shepherd for the rest of your life. And then that's exactly what happened. Rav Elazar Yosef brings down the Sefer Anuf Etzavos. He says that because he didn't get upset in Erev Sukkot at his wife, he got blessed with tremendous, tremendous simcha. Says it's a tremendous shepherd on Parnassah. Says the Bar Benav, be very careful on Sukkot, then to be besimcha, then the whole year you have simcha. The eighth idea from the Sanzer Rebbe would always give out a lot of tzedakah on Erev Sukkot. He'd always give out tzedakah a lot, but specifically Erev Sukkot, he gave out a lot. And if you want to see this inside, the Shari Tshuva writes in Hilchos Sukkah, Simen Tov Reish Chav Hei, and he writes, Sheyesh Laharbos Betzedakah Erev Sukkot, and it's very important to give a lot of tzedakah on Erev Sukkot. Umeha Rabbi Chaim Vital, the Talmud, the Mufak of the Ariza, Haimechalak HaKufa Laniyam Erev Sukkot. He would make sure to give the whole pushka of the entire shul. He'd make sure to be able to give it out. He would be able to give it out to the Aniyam. Rabbi Lezer Jikover would be extra careful to have a guest on the first night of Sukkot. Why? Because you have Yushpizin. And the first night of Shpizin is Avram Avinu. It's the Midah Chesed. He says, at the end of the day, how can I come to the Shpizin of Avram, not a guest? I think Rabbi Meir even quotes from the Zohar that the Shpizin doesn't see guests, they leave. But when they see guests, they see Achdus, the Ahava. They see the love and the community and the sensitivity and the care and the love and the joy amongst Jews. They want to be there. And that's why Rabbi Lezer Jikover was very, very careful to be able to make sure to have a guest. Just those three ideas in number eight from the Sanzer Rebbe. You always give it a lot of tzedakah and Erev Sukkot. Why? We didn't say this before. We'll say it again right here. Erev Sukkot, you give it a lot of why? He said there's nothing greater, noy sukkah, than giving out tzedakah. Nothing, right? Noy sukkah means there's nothing more beautiful than for the sukkah to know that you gave out money to the aniyim for their sukkahs. And then we said from the Shari Tshuva, if you want to see inside Rav Chaim Vital, you give out the whole tzedakah box. And Rav Lezer Jikover, make sure to have a guest, to be able to have the Midah Chesed, to connect the Midah Chesed from Avraham Avinu for the first night. The ninth and tenth idea comes from the world of Ger, the Sasemis. Sasemis tells us, that the Chazal tell us that in the Gemara, same Midas Kevel, and you go to Dir Sarai. You should live from your permanent home and go to Dir Sarai. Says the Sasemis, what does that mean? Same Midas Kevel. It's a lesson in Emunah. Go out of your way. Leave your permanent home. Leave your gashmis at home and stop trusting in your boss. Stop trusting in your wealth and your bank accounts. Say midas midiras keva and then trust in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And says the Sfasemis, and this is how he finishes off. Sfasemis says that someone who fully trusts in the Ribbono Shel Olam is zocha to the ultimate simcha. Someone who fully trusts in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Baruch HaGevah Asher Yiftach B'Hashem B'Haya Hashem Miftacho. That's Zman Simcha Seinu. Someone could put their full trust in the Baruch Shalom. That's Zman Simcha Seinu. And then he could be full of Simcha. And finally, we end off with the tenth and final idea from the Sas Hemes' grandfather, the Chidush Harim. The Pasuk says, Basukos Teshvu Shivas Yomim L'man Yidu. You should dwell in the 7 days in the Sukkos. L'man Yidu Darisichem. So they shall know. They shall know. Says the Chidushim, what's the deeper idea here? You shall live in the Sukkot for 7 days and then you shall know. He says, the Pasuk says in Yishai, Nuntes, Perek Nuntes, Pasuk Beis, Ki'im Avanosichem Avdilim, that our sins, our transgressions, are the things that separate us from us and Ribbono Shel Olam. After Yom Kippur, we're clean, with a clean slate. We're able to step into the Ribbono Shel Olam, we're able to step into the marriage once again with a fresh start. We're able to think and have real amunah. Says Chidush Harim, when you go into the sukkah, we're all clean. There's nothing there. There's nothing blocking us. And we're able to Laman Yedu, we know from the Sefer, Tanya tells us that Adam Yodas Chava Yodas just doesn't mean know. It means to connect, to be able to understand. Says the Chiddush Urim, you want to know what Sukkot is all about? It's the holiday of Amunah. It's the Yontif of Amunah. Ladas, to know the Rabbon Hashem. To have Amunah in the Rabbon Hashem. That's Basukos Teishu Shivas Yaman Laman Yedu. Be in the Sukkot, make sure to be in the Sukkot these 7 days. So you could have Amunah. And he says that the Sukkot is filled with Amunah. That's what the Zohar says. It calls it Tzela Denemnusa. It's called Tzela Denemnusa because the Sukkot is Mamash. Becoming one with their bonus with Emunah, right? So we see where the Sfas Emes got this same Idas Keva from. He got it from his grandfather. But the whole world of Ger, it's just focusing on the Sukkah, of leaving the Diras Keva, going to trusting the bonus and understanding that we have a clean slate now, we have to think clearly and connect to the bonus. Let's just review these 10 ideas quickly. The first five are the Ramazim. The Sifse Tzadik says that the word Sukkah is Rosh Tevas, Vayom Hashem Shalachti, Salachti, Kivarecha. We have a clean slate. After Yom Kippur, we're starting once again. At the end of the day, Yom Hashem Salachti Kivarecha, Rosh Tevas Sukkah. The Rebbe Zusha and the Baal Turim say the Lulav actually stands for Tali Bin Lav Dechabi Emes. We should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu purely, sincerely. Tali Bin Lav Dechabi Emes. That's what the Lulav stands for. We should serve Hashem genuinely, sincerely, passionately. The third idea from the Delga Machan from the Oren Meir says the Esrog is the Midah of Anova. How do I know that? Because the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Atavioni Regal Gaiva. Rabbi Samin actually likes to say this also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please make sure, David Amach says, make sure I don't come to any Gaiva. Atavioni Regal Gaiva, make sure that I don't have any Gaiva. And that's why we said the story, 3b, Rav Chesed of Shinover, when someone once came to him and said, oh, I have a nicer Esrog than the Rebbe does. So he said, yeah, your thing is puzzle. And they brought him and saw that the Esrog had the pitim fall off. And they asked him, Rebbe, how'd you know? He says, because at the end of the day, the Esrog is the Midah, the pre Anova. And someone talks about their Esrog that way, it has to be that it's puzzle. The fourth idea was sent from Rebbe Meir Pramishlan. He quoted the Chassid Avram of Rebbe Avram of Tveria, that the nicest Hadassim in all of Israel always came from Tzfas. Rebbe Meir Pramishlan said, no, it's a pasuk in the Torah. It's a remez in the Torah. The Anef Eitz Avos, the last letters on those words, talking about the Hadassim, the Anef Eitz Avos, refers to the stands for Tzfas. The fifth idea of the Mikra Kodesh, I believe, is from the Belzer Rebbe. He says our Rava's Gemara 277, and we had our own idea. Why is our Rava Zera? Because the Gemara says the Kiddush on Mevav, the Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. When we consider Hashem's children, we consider Hashem's children. Rabbi Meir says bekach bekach nikarbonim, and the Rashi writes in the Tshuva that we usually pass like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, but usually passing like Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Meir, but here we're passing like Rabbi Meir. The Korban Rebbe said it's a mitzvah lefarz in the Shrashba. That's a Rava. Even if you don't have Tam and you don't have Torah, you don't have mitzvahs, you don't have reich, you don't have taste. You don't have any mitzvahs or Torah, we still have connection to the Baruch Hashem. Those are the first five ideas of the Ramazim. The last five, from Rav Biederman, the Bnei Yisachar says, Vayisa v'samachta b'chagecha, Vayisa ach sameach. Make sure to be very, very besimcha on Sukkos. Vayisa ach sameach. We know, Chazal tells, Vayisa ach sameach, ach is a lashon miyot. Don't, says the Bnei Yisachar, don't think that you can't have it all, and you're going to throw it all away. No, even your 5%, your 10% is something so special. Vayisa ach sameach. Take that little bit, the ach, make sure to be able to hold on to it. It's so special. Even though the Gemara said it's the hardest mitzvah in the Torah. If you can't do 100%, still do what you can. 5-10% do what you can. The Barbanel, on that same pasuk, make sure to be b'simcha on your holiday, then you'll be b'simcha, says the Barbanel. If you make sure to throw your ear into simcha, and you daven for simcha, you have to daven for simcha. You're careful with simcha on Sukkot, you was zochet to have simcha the rest of the year. And that's what we said the story from Rabbi Chilmichel Zlachev when the Esrog fell down. Be very, very careful. Zman simchasinu. I think they even say it's zman simchasinu. We know that zman doesn't only just mean the time. And zman means that it's the lesson of reaping. That zman simchasinu, the air is filled with simcha. The eighth idea we talked about, the special mitzvah, especially giving out Erev Sukkot, to be able to make sure to give up Sukkot. The sons of Rebbe said, there's nothing more beautiful than the Sukkah, than knowing that you gave Sukkot to the Aniyim. And it's even brought down Shari Tshuva, Rabbi Yehuda writes in Simon Tuf Rish Chav Hei, that Chaim Vital would give out all of the Sukkah from the Shul on Erev Sukkot. And that's why Leblazer Jikover, make sure to have, always very careful to have a guest the first night of Sukkot, because we wanted to show Avin Vino, he was following his Midah Chesed. The ninth and tenth idea of becoming the world of Ger, the ninth idea from the Sfas Emes, same idea as Kera, go out of your Keva. What does that mean? Go out of your Keva. Stop trusting in your boss, in your bank accounts. Understand, you have to fully trust in the Rabbon Hashem, and then you'll be Zuchat as Manasim Chaseinu. Because someone who fully trusts in Hashem, then there's Zuchat to true Simcha. And the Chedushim tells us that's exactly what the words mean. That the whole 7 days, the built-in 7 days of Amunah, the Tzela Demnusa, they're built-in days after Yom Kippur, all the sins are away now, we got all the noise out, I'm able to focus on my Rabbon Hashem, the connection of myself with the Rabbon Hashem, I'm able to focus on my Amunah with the Rabbon Hashem. And that's exactly what Sukkot is all about, to connect to understand, to have emunah, and build my bitachon in myself and my family. Shvizochu Bez Hashem, to take these Ramazim of Sukkah, of Lulav, of Esrog, of Hadassim, and of Arava, and the five ideas, the last five ideas from Rav Biderman, that to be able to do whatever we can with Simcha, Bez Hashem, as much as we can. Be able to make sure the more Simcha we have, it'll be Mashpia for the rest of the year. To understand, to be able to give out, to be not, Sukkah doesn't only mean money. Sukkah also means the smiles and that friendship, and especially Erev, at Motu Shabbos and Erev Yom, because things can be very, very, very hectic. Be able to be calm and cool and collective, to be caring and loving, and to understand them, these midas of Emunah and trust, and belief in the Rabbanu Shalom, that Sukkot is not just a time of Zman Simcha Seinu, but it is Zman and Selah and Nusa of time to be able to have to connect to the Rabbanu Shalom, to have a moon in the Rabbanu Shalom. Shavu Zochah Bez Hashem, to take all these ideas from the Ramazim and the ideas of Rav Biderman, to fuse them in our lives, Bez Hashem, to have a glorious and a passionate and a beautiful and an intimate connection with the Rabbanu Shalom, Bez Hashem, Sukkot Tavshin Pei, a good vach, a Shavu Toiv, and good Kvittel, and good Yom Tov Chag Sameach.